Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Most of the country is now witnessing a rising number of coronavirus cases. One of the most severely affected states, Florida. The mayor of Miami-Dade County, Carlos Jimenez, has closed his county's gyms and restaurants again. He tells NPR his county followed social distancing guidelines when it started to reopen, but it wasn't enough.
We opened up things very methodically, and we've had a mask order in place since mid-April. But I believe that a lot of young people just did not listen to this. We could see that they were getting together either at house parties, pool parties, or the protests. I don't think did us any favors either. A bunch of young people, together, next to each other for hours on end.
Mounting data have shown that masks or face coverings in public help prevent more people from infecting each other. Israel's top public health official has resigned amid a new coronavirus surge in that country. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem the country is moving to impose new restrictions.
The public health czar says Israeli leaders ignored her warnings and the country reopened too fast a month ago. Daily virus cases are nearly double the peak this spring. Serious cases are doubling about every 4 days. Israel is now closing wedding and entertainment venues, bars, clubs, gyms, and swimming pools. Democracy advocates are criticizing a new law giving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his cabinet emergency powers to enact coronavirus restrictions for up to a week before lawmakers can amend or cancel them. A poll suggests Netanyahu's public approval rating in handling the pandemic has dropped to around 35%. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has tested positive for coronavirus. He'd been among the most outspoken skeptics of the virus's threat. He dismissed it as hysteria and criticized local leaders who've been pushing for lockdowns and face coverings. Deutsche Bank has agreed to pay $150 million to settle charges. It failed to monitor its relationship with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports the bank was also cited for its relationship with two European banks accused of money laundering.
New York's top financial services regulator says Epstein was a client of Deutsche Bank between 2013 and 2018. By then, Epstein had served time for sex offenses, and regulators say some of his activities should have raised red flags at the bank. For instance, he used his accounts to pay Russian models and girls with East European surnames and made periodic suspicious cash withdrawals. He also paid for school tuition and travel expenses for girls. Regulators also cited the bank for acting as an intermediary for Danish and Estonian banks suspected of money laundering. In a statement, Deutsche Bank acknowledged its mistakes and said it had learned from them. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.
This is NPR. In Iraq, a leading counterterrorism analyst has been fatally shot. NPR's Jaina Raff reports no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but the death follows threats by both ISIS and Iran-backed militias.
Hisham al-Hashimi was one of the world's top experts on ISIS. He interviewed hundreds of ISIS prisoners and advised the Iraqi government on counterterrorism strategy. He was also an expert on Iran-backed militias in Iraq. Hours before he was killed Sunday night, he wrote a social media post criticizing the militias as delusional. Hashimi, 47, was a fellow with the Washington, D.C.-based Center for Global Justice. He was ambushed by gunmen on motorcycles near his home in Baghdad. Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi vowed to find and punish the killers and said the city would name a street after him. Jane Araf, NPR News, Amman, Jordan.
One Mississippi county is keeping its Confederate monument intact despite public pressure to remove what many have viewed as a symbol of white oppression of black people. The Lafayette County Board of Supervisors, comprised of all white males, unanimously rejected relocation. Several board members rejected the argument that the statue's removal would promote unity in the community. At least 130,133, the new death toll from COVID-19 in the United States after hundreds more people recently lost their lives. The CDC also confirming nearly 3 million cases of infection since the start of the pandemic. This is NPR News.